Crippled Man Healed. One afternoon, Peter and John went to the temple. There they saw a man begging who had been crippled since he was born. Peter stopped and said, "Look at me." The man looked at him, expecting to get some money. Peter said, "I don't have money to give you, but I have something better. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, get up and walk." Then they helped the man get up. As he did, his feet and legs became strong. He stood by himself, and then he walked. He even jumped for joy while praising God. People saw the man walking and recognized him as the beggar that was crippled. They gathered around the three men. Peter said to them, "This man was healed by the name of Jesus, the one you told Pilate to crucify. You had Jesus killed, but God raised him from the dead. We've seen him, and we can tell you that he's alive. Look at this man. He's standing by the power of Jesus. Turn from your sins and accept Jesus as your Messiah. God will forgive your sins." The Jewish rulers found out that Peter and John were preaching to the people, so they sent guards to put the men in prison. Still, many people became followers of Christ. The number of believers increased to over 5,000. The next morning, the two apostles were brought before the high priest. The religious leaders asked, "Who gave you the authority to preach to the people?" The Holy Spirit guided Peter as he answered, "This man was healed by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the one you killed on the cross. God raised him from the dead, and he's the only way of salvation." The rulers were amazed at how confident Peter and John were. Since the two men didn't have a formal education, they knew their boldness came from being with Jesus. They couldn't say anything about the miracle because the crippled man was standing in front of them. They could see that he was healed. They decided to threaten the men and demand that they stop teaching about Jesus. Peter and John didn't hesitate to answer, "You're asking us to disobey God so that we can obey you. That's impossible. We know what we've seen and heard." The leaders eventually released Peter and John. The two men went back to the fellowship of believers and told them what happened. Everyone rejoiced together. Suddenly the building started to shake, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And with this, they had new boldness to tell others about God's message.